Hi, I'm Remy and I am the founder of Max at Your Gym. And today I would like to tell you about the most important metrics to look at if you want to max out your gym, if you want to grow your gym. So let me warn you, this video is not going to be that fun because actually we're going to speak about math. But it's very, very important to understand the math in order to grow your gym. So the most important metrics are cost per lead, scheduling rate, show up rate, and closing rate, enrollment rate. And then we'll see later also, we have the retention rate. So let's dive into it. So we're going to use three scenarios, right? A bad one, an okay one, and then a good one. And you'll see that it makes a huge difference. So let's say that for our first case, case study number one, we have a cost per lead that is not that good, and it's at $30 per lead. Let's say that we have a scheduling rate that is not that good, scheduling rate, and it's at 30%. Let's say that we have a show up rate that is not that great, and same, it's at 30%. And let's say that we have an enrollment rate that is not too good, and same, 30%. So now let's do the math, right? So if we want to calculate our scheduling, our cost per appointment, we're going to take the cost per lead and we're going to divide it by the scheduling rate. So let's do it. So here are $30 divided by 0.3, and that's $100 per appointment. Now, if we want to know the cost per show up, we take the cost per appointment, $100, divided by the show up rate, 0.3, and now it's costing us $333 per show. And now let's schedule our cost per new client. So we take 333 divided by the enrollment rate divided by 0.3, and now it's costing us $1,111 to acquire a new client. And let's say that we are enrolling clients into a transformation challenge, a transformation program, and that we charge $500 for that. Well, to spend $1,111 to acquire $500, it's not worth it, right? So now let's take another case study, that, and this time is going to be a bit better. So case study number two. So now we have our cost per lead. I'm just going to use an acronym here, cost per lead, and then scheduling rate, appointment, shop rate, and then closing rate. So now our cost per lead is going to be better, and our conversion rates are going to be better. So now let's consider that we have a cost per lead at $10, right? It's better. And we have a scheduling rate at 50%, a shop rate at 50% as well, and the closing rate at 50% as well. When we work with our clients, this is the minimum, right? If they don't have at least 50 and less than $10, we work with them until they get to those numbers at least. But you'll see for case study number three that we can also get much, much better cost per lead and conversion rates. So let's do the math here. So here the cost per appointment is $10 divided by 0.5. That's $20. The cost per show, then it's $20 divided by 0.5. That's $40. And now the cost per acquisition, the cost per new client, is going to be $40, the cost per show, divided by 50%, the closing rate. And now, we're acquiring new clients at the gym for $80. So $80, you spend $80 and you make $500 back, now it's worth it, right? And now, we're going to use the case study number 3. And we're going to consider a cost per lead at $2. We're going to consider a scaling rate at 70%, a show up rate at 70%, and an enrollment rate at 80%. And our clients do this, right? I'm not like bullshitting here. We have cost per leads that are at $2. We have scaling rates that are at 70% or above. We have show up rates that are at 70% or above. And we have enrollment rates that are at 80% or above. I would say for the enrollment rate, it goes up to 85%, because actually for the rest, right, for the 15 other percent, actually it's because we don't make an offer to those guys, right? We actually don't want them. We do not invite them at the gym because they would not fit our culture. They would not fit the tribe, right? So actually, for the ones that we invite, we enroll them. For the 15 other persons that we don't invite, well, okay, that is because we didn't invite them, right? So let's do the math again. So CPL, scheduling, show, and then closing. So we said here, we said $2. Here we said 70%. Here we said 70%. And here we said 80%. Okay, so now if we do $2 divided by 0.7, it is costing us $2.85 per appointment. If we do 2.85 divided by 0.7, for the show up rate, we have a cost per show at $4. And now if we do $4, the cost per show divided by 0.8, that is our enrollment rate, we are acquiring new clients for $5. So you spend $5 and you get 500 back. You multiply your money by 100 times, right? And it's possible. We do it all day, every day. So now let's look at the front end cash, right? How much money are you going to generate with the front end cash? So with the money that you're gonna get from the challenges, from the transformation programs. So let's say that for all case studies here, we're going to spend $2,000 on ad spend, right? So here, $2,000 ad spend, and also let's consider that the value, the long-term value for clients when they are on an EFT is 150 per month times 12 months. 150 times 12, it's 1.8K. So long-term value per client, $1,800. And here we're going to consider $2,000 ad spend and $1.8K long-term value per client for those three case studies, okay? So let's calculate first our front-end cash here. So front-end cash. So we said that we would spend $2,000, right? And that a cost per client is 1.1K. So if we do $2,000 divided by $1,111, we're gonna have 1.8 clients. Not that much, huh? And we are enrolling new clients on a $500 program. So if we do 1.8 times 500, that's $900. $900. That's not that much. Now let's do it for case study number two. So front end cash. So now if we do our $2,000 in ad spend divided by our cost per new client, so it's 80. That's 25 clients. Okay. And now if we do 25 clients times $100, that's $12,500. So you see here the difference, $900 front end cash, 12.5K front end cash. And now let's do it with our case study number three. So we still have, so front end cash. By the way, can you see this? Yeah, just making sure. Okay, I'm just readjusting the camera here so that I make sure that you can see it. Okay, so front end cash. So we still have our $2,000 in ad spend divided by the $5 per new clients. It means that we're going to have 400 clients here. Okay. And now 400 clients times $500 per challenge. That's, how much is that? That's 200K. So here we have $900. Here we have 12K. Here we have 200K. And you're gonna tell me, yeah, but sure, but how do I optimize my cost per lead? How do I optimize my scheduling rate? How do I optimize my show up rate? And how do I optimize my enrollment rate? Because at Max Out Your Gym, we are very, very, very hands-on. We're going to look at your video ads. We're going to provide feedback. We're going to make you record again and record again and record again and record again until it's perfect. And then we test and then we learn from it and then we record again. And that's how we can get cost per leads that are at $2. How do we improve the scheduling rate? Well, we're gonna ask you to maybe send us the recordings of your appointment setting calls. We're going to listen to it. We're going to provide feedback. How do we optimize the show up rate? Same. We might ask you for some other recordings and then provide feedback. But also here, we have proprietary tools to help you with the show up rate and the scheduling rate. It's automated, actually. And how do we optimize the enrollment rate? Well, we train you, we coach you, we have group coaching calls every week, we have one-on-one calls, we have our training that you can go through. And also, you might also record your enrollments, and same, we're going to provide feedback. So when I'm telling you that you can get $2 per lead, 70 bucks, 70% per for your scanning rate, 70% for your show-up rate, and 80% for your closing rate, we do it. It is possible to spend $2,000 on ad spend and to make 200K. It's possible, we do it. But you need the feedback. You need the consulting. You can't do it on your own. Don't be alone, right? Seek out for help. So now let's do the back-end cash. So here, our back-end cash is also going to depend on the retention rate. So let's say that, you know, this gym owner here is not very good. He's not able to get a very good cost per lead or a good scanner rate or a good show up rate and a good enrollment rate. We're going to consider that all from all the challengers that he's gonna get, he's only going to convert 50%. So he has 1.8 challengers times 50%. It means that, well, he's gonna keep 0.9 member, right? So here, those are the challengers, those are the members. So here, I'm just gonna say members, right? And then if I do 0.9 times our long-term value per client, right? Just a reminder, we did 150 bucks per month times 12 months, that's 1.8K a year. 0.9 times 1,800. That's 2.... I was confused here because actually I wanted to be nice for this case scenario and keep the math simple. Here, let's round it up to one member, okay? One member. So here we're just gonna say one member times the long-term value, that's 1.8, right? So now if we add front-end cash plus back-end cash, that's 1.8K plus the 900, that's 2.7. Let's do it for this case study here. Back and cash. So we said that now we have 25 clients. And now this guy is doing pretty good. Let's say that the retention rate after the challenge is at 70%. So if I do 25 times 0.7, he's going to keep 17.5 members. Okay. And then if we do 17.5 times our long-term value per client, that is at 1.8K. If we do the math, that's 31,500. So now let's add the two. If we do 12.5K from the front-end cash, 31.5K from the back end cash, the total is 44,500. So here we had 2.7k, here we have 44.5k. Now let's do it for the case study number three. Back and cash. So here we said that we would have 400 clients. So 400 times, and let's say that this guy is actually keeping 80% of his members, right? He's doing well. This guy went through our program and he's doing really good, okay? He's keeping 80% of the challengers. So 400 times 0.8, it means that this guy would keep 320 clients. And now if we do the 320 times the long-term value per client, that is at 1.8K, how much is that? That's 576,000 dollars. So now let's add the two.
Can you still see it? Yeah, you can still see it.
If we do 576,000 plus the 200, that's 776,000 dollars. So some people are gonna say that Facebook ad doesn't work. Well, it's actually because you don't only have a Facebook ad issue, you don't only have a lead generation issue. You also have a scheduling rate issue, a show up rate issue, an enrollment rate issue, and a retention issue. And at Max Out Your Gym, we help you with all those metrics so that you can go from spending 2,000 and a year later you make 2.7, or spending 2,000 and a year later you make 44k, or you use our program, you spend 2,000 and you make $776,000.